This is PodTech News. I'm Jason Lopez. It's Tuesday, October 10th, 2006. The Dow popped up 9 points to close at another record high, its fourth record in the past 2 weeks. It finished at 11,867. Well, about that $1.6 billion Google YouTube deal, some analysts are saying lawsuits could eventually come back to haunt the search giant. A significant amount of the content that appears on YouTube is copyrighted. Google is expected to correct many of the copyright issues YouTube faces through licensing deals and outright payments. But because of the open nature of YouTube, accepting videos from just about anybody, there would invariably be copyright holders left out of those deals. They could be a mite bit litigious. It's common to hear that the blogosphere is self-correcting, that is, when bloggers make big errors, others correct it and everybody's happy. Turns out, according to new research by Burstyn Marsteller, most of the avid blog reader population, 64%, go to the traditional media to get confirmation. We saw that in full swing last week when TechCrunch posted the rumor that Google was in talks to buy YouTube. No doubt readers looked for confirmation from other outlets. So did TechCrunch, which confirmed its own story by posting a blog pointing to the Wall Street Journal. There, now you know it's true. Industry analysis firm Forrester Research is still predicting the Blu-ray disc to win the high-def format war, though both formats are expected to have difficulty making inroads with most consumers who want to watch high-def movies. Sony Pictures Home Entertainment isn't letting that stop them as they announced the arrival of their first three 50-gigabyte Blu-ray movies. PodTech's Matt Kelly has more.
Sony's first dual-layer Blu-ray movies to hit the shelves include the Adam Sandler comedy Click, due in stores today, followed by the drama Black Hawk Down, November 14th, and this summer's blockbuster, Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby, December 12th. Click may seem an odd choice to highlight high def, but the movie is one of the first to be shot entirely in high definition, while Black Hawk Down is the first movie to come with Blue Wizard playlist technology, letting viewers customize how they view the features. Sony has already released a number of high-definition movies since the initial launch of Blu-ray June 20th. Watch for more Blu-ray disc content from Sony throughout the fourth quarter.
While many telecom companies like Verizon and AT&T are promising upgrades from old-fashioned copper wire to new fiber optic, some companies have decided to invest in the network they already have. A group including Spanish giant Telefonica and Israeli equipment maker ECI Telecom will form a consortium to develop what they're calling dynamic spectrum management. The plan sounds simple enough. Boost the internet speeds of existing copper telephone wires so that they are almost equal to fiber optic cable. Around the world, efforts to replace existing wiring with fiber optics is already expected to cost tens of billions of dollars. Microsoft released a series of patches today that includes critical fixes for both Windows and Office. A company spokesman said that IT administrators might want to work quickly on 3 of the 10 patches. They address a total of 26 vulnerabilities, a quantity that the spokesman warned might be overwhelming for IT managers. A technical problem prevented automatic distribution through the usual channels. The patches are available for manual download from Microsoft's site. President Bush's signing of the online gaming bill has already resulted in some decisions to move elsewhere. Here's PodTech's Rio Pacino.
Leisure and Gaming, an online payment firm FireOne Group, are the latest companies involved in online gambling to leave the U.S. market. Leisure and Gaming, which provides internet gambling services, is now negotiating a possible sale of its U.S. business and will focus on its existing U.K. and Italian businesses. FireOne said it would stop accepting transactions related to internet gambling from customers in the U.S. Earlier this month, Congress passed legislation prohibiting the use of credit cards, checks, and electronic fund transfers for online gaming. For PodTech News, I'm Rio Pacino.
In 1972, NASA and astronomer Carl Sagan teamed up to send a message to other intelligent life forms in the universe. Their so-called golden record was literally a gold-plated copper disc, and it included a message in English and, in case the aliens didn't speak English, in Spanish, too. What if the aliens don't have that older technology to play the gold-plated copper disc? Well, this week, Yahoo will send a message to the heavens, but it's going to be beamed up digitally. Yahoo wants contributions to the message to be included in the time capsule, anything from text to video or audio reflecting life here on Earth. Maybe this will surprise you, and if you've ever had to deal with the return of a product to an IT company, maybe it won't. A new survey says high-tech firms don't do a very good job compared to retailers when it comes to customer service communications with buyers. The researcher Customer Respect Group found that the consumer tech industry scored about a 6 out of 10. So, here's a quick list of some tips to improve customer service, and you won't need a pen. File these under common sense. 1. Try to respond to customer emails. According to the report, 28% of emails went with no response at all. 2. When you do respond, try to respond quickly, say within 24 hours. That would be nice. And if not, set a reasonable expectation and then meet it. According to the report, 1/3 of all email responses didn't even meet the company's own deadlines. And also, this one seems very basic. Provide a telephone number. 1 out of every 5 companies in the survey somehow forgot to do that. A quick look at Wall Street. The Dow was up 9 points to close at 11,867, again a record high. NASDAQ was up 3 points to close at 2315, and the S&P 500 was up just 2 points at 1353. That's PodTech News with help from Rio Pacino, Matt Kelly, and Michael Klinger. I'm Jason Lopez.